When the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks published leaked emails of the U.S. Democratic National Committee last month, it caused major embarrassment to the party and led its chair, U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to quit. That outcome shows foreign hackers can achieve political goals and incentivizes them to escalate their attacks, as cybersecurity analyst Richard Forno told hashtag VOA via Skype.
Interfering with the electoral process and the political process of countries is sort of a classic tool of intelligence and foreign policy. So this really just reinforces the fact that even though we're moving towards an era of electronic voting and technology-enabled voting everywhere or in more and more places, that the traditional threats are still with us and are now moving further and further into cyberspace.
Electronic voting machines are part of that cyberspace. The vast majority of U.S. states will use them for this November's national elections. But a 2015 study by New York University found that 43 of those states have machines that are at least a decade old. Could they be hacked as well? Cybersecurity pros attending their annual Black Hat conference in Las Vegas think so. One of them, Tony Gidwani, said via Skype that there is a precedent for such attacks.
3 days before the election, the Ukrainian Central Election Committee suffered a massive hack that threatened their ability to, you know, have voting happen on schedule. And then malware was discovered right before the results were announced that projected a totally different outcome.
Some U.S. voting machines produce paper records that can be used in case of problems with a vote count. But keeping a paper trail might not be enough. Cybersecurity analysts say organizations seeking to protect their infrastructure from hackers need all personnel to be cautious in their online behavior. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.